Steve, finish your story about Dubai. So
we're at the gala last night.
Yes.
And I was telling them a story about this woman who's at the gala mm-hmm. that's friends with Marjorie. Mm-hmm. And these two women. And it's a black woman and a Russian woman. I can't say their names.
Right. Beautiful women.
But they were walking by. Mm-hmm. And I said, hold on. And I jumped up and I grabbed them. And they came over to the table. And I said, this is the woman right here. And she's Russian. Mm-hmm. Introduced them.
Yes, you did.
And then I said, show them your hand. She held her ring up. This woman had a ring on one hand.
Big as your head.
That seriously. And they just started screaming. I said, I know they're not finna embarrass me. They started screaming. And then Carla started crying. I said, what are y'all doing? And then her friend said, look at her other hand.
I know.
And she pulled up another rock.
And I fainted.
So you all will never meet this woman, but let me explain something to you.
And I turned my wedding ring around.
So she wouldn't see it.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. The one, the pear-shaped diamond.
Yes.
Was $59 million.
How is that on your finger? Yeah.
See, I can't tell you details, but I know the story because I was with them in San Tropez one year.
Yeah.
When it all came out, I was sitting next to the jeweler that sold it to her. And then her other hand had a ring on it that was almost $40 million.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of money in this world.
Oh, man.
Yes. But you know what I learned last night again, just this whole trip. Life is too short. Mm-hmm. You got to live. And I appreciate you, Steve, exposing us.
I know.
It was cool having y'all there, too, because it gave me a ground spot. You know, somebody I really, really knew that really, really knew me and not this world that I discovered. You know, I mean, for me, it's alarming, too, because I get to meet people who are doing very well, aspirational and things like that. But I don't hate on nobody. I see it. I see some things are possible. But I have realized rather quickly that I was at a table and I realized very, very quickly
that what?
I was the poorest person at the table.
What does that tell y'all?
And I knew. I said, cause I was sitting next to a dude, man. It was a funny story, man. I don't know if I should tell that story.
When you question it like that, usually
the answer I probably
is
shouldn't
no.
tell that story. Because you just go. I saw a man write a check the other day and hand it to the dude and said, and that's it. Take it. I'm not paying any more.
Not a penny more?
How much was it?
$29 billion.
I'm not doing any more.
He said, I'm not doing, that's it.
So that's what he settled on.
Yeah.
So if you wrote something for 29.
No, listen to
you
me.
You got a lot more.
What? Yes.
29.
Billion.
Billion. He didn't like actually write the check. I would do it for a lot cheaper.
Whatever it is.
I don't even know what he's doing. But I could save you a bunch of billions. I'll do it. I don't even know what he did.
Right.
But I was willing to negotiate and save you billions.
I would have went right there in the living room floor. I'd have went right there.
Don't say that. Don't say that. You can't say that.
When you seen something like this,
it's the first time for everything.
You got to let everything go.
Just lose control.
You know what, though? I have to say this. Mm. I'm very proud of myself. I made it.
The flight. Steve. She come talking about she Steve. Wanted to get off.
Yeah. I did. You know how I am about flying. I have such a fear of it. But I do believe in facing your fears. And I did. It was rough. But
we called a pilot for y'all.
But on the way back, Shirley, I'm telling you what you have to take.
Yeah. And you tell me.
Because you took that melatonin.
Melatonin.
But you took one melatonin. Yeah, I ain't finna do one to you.
Excuse me. She took one.
Melanoma. He said it. You heard him.
Well, you'd have been asleep then.
Just the message is face your fears, because I would have been upset had I missed all of this. This is so beautiful and wonderful.
Yeah, it took that melanoma. I'd be saying stuff like that in front of people. They'd be just wincing.
Just blinking.
How did he make it?
What now? All right. All right. We'll be telling you about our experience in Dubai all morning long. Coming up next, it is The Nephew with Run That Prank back from Dubai right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.